Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We are now happy to be joined by a trio of guests. It is the former Major League outfielder Nick Swisher, his wife Joanna Garcia Fisher, Swisher, I should say, the actress, and Dr. Payal Gupta. They are here on behalf of ALK Incorporated and AllergyHomeFree.com. And I'll just start off by saying, Joanna, sorry about your raise last night.
I said I had an embarrassment of riches this World Series because I am from Tampa, but I've lived in L.A. for so long. And so I couldn't lose this World Series. Thank you for saying that, because it was a great team and it was definitely an exciting World Series.
Nick, I covered the A's for a long time. I did the pre and post game on the weekends for 8 years. I'm a lifelong A's fan and local guy, so it's great to have you on the show. But I was just wondering for you, and you're not an old school guy, I would think, because you're not an old man, but when you saw Snell getting yanked in that game, do you think, come on, put down the math sheet and let the guy go? He's pitching great.
100%, and I don't think I'm the only one. I think I'm right there with you, as well as millions of other people. I think we definitely wanted to listen to the post-game interview to hear the explanation of why Kevin Cash made the move that he did. I think the thing that bothers me the most is that I think sometimes as a manager, you have to have a feel for the game. You really have to understand that your guys are cruising, and Snell was cruising in that game. I don't know quite when the Tampa Bay Rays will ever have another opportunity to play in the World Series, but I think this is something that they will always remember, and not remember for the best of reasons.
No doubt about it. Now, Dr. Payal Gupta, you are a leading allergist and immunologist, and in these times, of course, with COVID-19, a lot of other health issues get pushed to the side, understandably, but what would you like to tell us today about how allergies are affecting us right now?
Yeah, I think it is important to realize that, you know, number one, with allergies especially, the symptoms can get kind of confusing for people because, you know, you can get congestion with allergies. You can also cough with your allergies. And so all of those symptoms start to scare people with everything else that's going on. And so really being on top of taking care of your allergies so that that's not something else that's worrying you. Is important, and that's really why we're talking about it today. And you know, you can do that by talking to your allergist, getting tested, making sure you understand what your allergy triggers are, what causes your allergy symptoms, and then from there making a plan of action to get the right treatment options for you.
And Dr. Payal, I remember when I was like 10 years old back in the 70s, I had the bad allergies, and they had to do this little test where they would like scrape your back and paint on some stuff, and it turned out I was allergic to olive trees. It seems sort of antiquated. Are we a little bit more advanced than that now?
So the scratch test or the skin prick test is still actually the best way to get tested. But, you know, an adult, we usually do it on your forearms, so you're not going to be laying naked on a table. And I know for kids that's really scary. We do it on the back for kids so that they don't touch it, because you need to wait for 15 minutes for the test to kind of react. So, but now, you know, we do it on the forearms, and there's a new device that we use, so it's not you know, it's not individual scratches. You kind of get everything. You get 10 at a time, and it goes really, really quickly. So, yeah, we have moved forward in the way that we do it, but it's a similar test.
And, Joanna, what is it about this issue that speaks to you that you're involved in it on a personal level?
Well, I mean, I personally suffer from allergies, and I actually suffer all year round and indoor-outdoor. So I've got, like, the full... I run the gamut. Managing my allergies has been something that I've always kind of been faced with, especially being so busy. And, you know, now I'm a mom and I travel a lot. And so, but really what was so staggering when we partnered with ALK and we started to look at some of the actual statistics and how many people suffer from allergies in this country, and how it is so underdiagnosed. And so given an opportunity for us to be able to, you know, sit down and have a day like this where we can talk about some of the tips and tricks, but We have some great resources. You know, allergyhomefree.com is an incredible website that will give you a bunch of information, but also help connect you to an allergist, which I really, really, really can't recommend enough, because as Dr. Gupta mentioned, you know, getting tested and knowing what you are up against is really the beginning of a real proper treatment plan. And for me, I also suffer from outdoor environmental allergies, so I basically love the Clarify app. I talk about it a lot, Clarify with a K, and it is an amazing way to know kind of what's out in the environment and what I'm up against each different day, and I'm able to track my symptoms, and so I'm really able to, you know, get a clear picture of what I'm dealing with. But, you know, honestly, getting an allergist is the beginning of all of this.
Very cool, and I know you guys got to run, so just one more question, and that is, Swish, I remember when you got traded, my friends and I were like, well, you know, there was a rebuild, and we thought the only guy worth seeing was Swisher, and now he got traded to the White Sox, which sucked for us A's fans, and, you know, getting Gio, it turned out to be not as bad as we thought, but for you, you know, this is a team that drafted you, and you went on to be an all-star and get that ring as well, But, you know, I guess as part of the business, what was that like for you? Was that shocking when you got traded, or did you just kind of expect it knowing it was Oakland?
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, man, when I was drafted by Oakland and I got the chance to get into the big leagues, I thought I was going to be Cal Ripken, right? I thought I was going to play for the Oakland A's my entire career. But just like everybody has experience, when you make a name for yourself in Oakland, you are quickly shipped out for younger prospects. That's just part of the deal. That's, you know, that's Billy Beane's algorithm. But for me, the relationship that I have with Billy Beane is so tremendous. He gave me my shot. Could not be more blessed to have came up in the Bay Area, experienced everything that the Coliseum and the Oakland A's fans had to offer, man. Because for me, it's been an unbelievable journey, and I'm so happy that we're being able to have this platform to help people move on with their lives in the right way.
All right, we've been speaking with Nick Swisher, Joanna Garcia Swisher, and Dr. Payal Gupta. For more information about ALK Incorporated, just go to the website allergyhomefree.com. Once again, allergyhomefree.com. Hey, you guys, thanks so much for your time and your insights, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road soon.
Thank you for having us on.
All right, no doubt. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.